Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Healthcare AI is where bleeding-edge machine learning meets the most regulated data environment in America. Today, we're diving deep into what happens when HIPAA collides with ML systems. And spoiler alert, nobody's really ready for this. I'm going to walk you through the threat models, the technical controls that actually work, and how to build compliance automation that doesn't make you want to quit the industry. Section: The Regulatory Collision, HIPAA's Blind Spots in ML Systems. HIPAA was written in 1996. Machine learning as we know it didn't exist. This fundamental temporal mismatch creates security gaps you could drive a ransomware campaign through. Here's the problem. HIPAA's privacy rule defines protected health information as individually identifiable health information. But ML models trained on PHI can leak that data through inference attacks, membership inference, and model inversion, none of which HIPAA explicitly addresses. The regulation talks about access controls and audit trails, not gradient leakage or embedding extraction. The security rule requires covered entities to implement technical safeguards, including access controls, audit controls, integrity controls, and transmission security. But consider this scenario. Your radiology AI model was trained on 2 million chest x-rays with associated diagnoses. The model weights themselves may encode extractable patient information. Is the model file itself PHI? HHS hasn't definitively answered this. What we're seeing in practice is a regulatory gray zone that creates real liability. OCR enforcement actions have reached $2.3 billion since 2003, and they're increasingly focusing on technical controls. When, not if, a healthcare AI breach occurs through model exploitation, expect aggressive interpretation. My guidance: treat trained models as PHI-derived assets requiring equivalent protection. This means models trained on PHI should inherit the same access control requirements as the source data model. Serving infrastructure falls under the security rules, technical safeguard requirements, business associate agreements must explicitly cover ML model development and deployment. The 2024 HHS guidance on AI and healthcare touched on this, but punted on specifics. Don't wait for regulatory clarity. Build your security posture, assuming the strictest interpretation. Here's my take on this. HIPAA never anticipated that a model's weights could leak patient data. Until HHS catches up, treat every model trained on PHI as if it is PHI, because legally, it might be. Section: Threat Modeling Healthcare AI. MITRE Atlas meets medical reality. Standard threat modeling falls short for healthcare AI. You need MITRE Atlas, adversarial threat landscape for AI systems, combined with healthcare-specific attack vectors. Let me walk you through a practical framework. First, understand your attack surface expands dramatically with ML. A traditional EHR system has defined entry points. A diagnostic AI system adds training data pipelines, model storage, inference APIs, feedback loops, and model update mechanisms. Each is exploitable. Critical Atlas techniques for healthcare AI: AML.T0024. Exfiltration via ML Inference API. Attackers query your diagnostic model repeatedly to extract training data characteristics. In healthcare, this could reveal rare disease patterns or specific patient cohorts. AML.T0044, Membership Inference, determining whether a specific patient's data was used in training. This is a direct HIPAA violation if exploited. AML.T0040, Model Inversion, reconstructing training inputs from model outputs. Research has shown facial recognition models can be inverted to reconstruct faces. Medical imaging models face similar risks. Healthcare-specific threat scenarios I've encountered. Code example shown in the article. Your threat model must account for adversaries ranging from curious employees to nation-state actors targeting pharmaceutical research. Map each Atlas technique to potential PHI exposure and HIPAA violation categories. This becomes your risk prioritization matrix. Here's my take on this. Healthcare AI threat modeling isn't about if someone will try membership inference attacks. It's about whether you'll detect it when they do. Map Atlas techniques to HIPAA violation categories, and you've got your audit priority list. Section: differential privacy, the only technical control that actually works. I'll be blunt. Most privacy-preserving ML techniques are theater in healthcare contexts. Differential privacy is the exception. It's mathematically rigorous, and when implemented correctly, it provides provable guarantees against the attacks we just discussed. The core concept: add calibrated noise during training so no single patient's data significantly affects the model output. The privacy budget, epsilon, quantifies how much information leakage you're willing to tolerate. For healthcare applications, I recommend epsilon values between 1 and 3. Lower is more private, but reduces model utility. Here's what implementation looks like with TensorFlow privacy. Code example shown in the article, Critical Implementation Notes for Healthcare. Set delta less than 1/n, where n is your smallest patient subgroup. For rare diseases, this requires careful tuning. Per sample gradient clipping is non-negotiable. It bounds individual contribution. Track cumulative epsilon across model updates. Privacy budgets are consumable. Common failure mode. Teams implement differential privacy in training, but expose raw model outputs in production. The inference API still needs rate limiting, query auditing, and output perturbation for complete protection. Tools worth evaluating: OpenDP, Google's DP library, Microsoft Smart Noise, and PySYFT for federated approaches. Each has trade-offs in healthcare deployments. Here's my take on this. Differential privacy is the only technique with mathematical proof behind it. Everything else is hope dressed up as security. Set your epsilon, track your budget, and actually implement per-sample gradient clipping. Section: secure model serving. Infrastructure that doesn't betray you. Your model is trained with differential privacy. Now you need to serve it without creating new attack vectors. This is where most healthcare AI deployments fail catastrophically. Architecture requirements for HIPAA-compliant model serving. Network segmentation. ML inference infrastructure belongs in a dedicated security zone, not your general compute cluster. I recommend a three-tier architecture: API gateway zone, inference zone, and model storage zone, each with its own access controls and monitoring. Access control implementation. Code example shown in the article, audit logging. HIPAA requires audit trails. For ML systems, this means logging every inference request with timestamp, authenticated user, patient context, model version, input features, hashed, output class, and confidence score. Store these logs immutably. I prefer append-only stores with cryptographic verification. Model integrity. Implement signed model artifacts. Use tools like SigStore or inToto to create verifiable provenance chains. Every model deployment should verify signatures before loading. Runtime protection. Deploy models in hardened containers with read-only file systems. No network egress except to defined endpoints and resource limits that prevent side-channel attacks through timing analysis. Critical gap I see repeatedly: no monitoring for model extraction attempts. Implement anomaly detection on query patterns. High-frequency queries with systematic feature space exploration are attack signatures. Here's my take on this. Secure model serving is 80% boring infrastructure work: segmentation, access control, audit logging. The other 20% is catching query patterns that look like model extraction. Most teams nail the boring part and miss the attacks. Section: federated learning. When data can't move, but models must. Healthcare's ultimate constraint: data often can't leave institutional boundaries. Federated learning addresses this by bringing the model to the data rather than centralizing patient records. But federation introduces its own security nightmare. The architecture: multiple hospitals train local models on their data, share only model updates, gradients, or weights, and an aggregator combines these into a global model. Sounds privacy preserving. It's not, without additional controls. Attack vectors specific to federated healthcare AI: gradient leakage. Shared gradients can be inverted to reconstruct training samples. CVE 2023 XXXX theoretical demonstrates reconstruction of medical images from gradient updates. Model poisoning: malicious participants inject backdoored updates. In healthcare, this could mean a model that misdiagnoses specific patient cohorts. Free riding: participants submit minimal updates while benefiting from others' training. Less a security issue, more a trust problem that undermines the collaborative model. Secure Federated Learning Stack for Healthcare. Code example shown in the article Essential Components. Secure Aggregation Protocols, SMPC-based. So the central server never sees individual updates, Byzantine robust aggregation to detect and exclude poisoning attempts, differential privacy at both local and global levels, verifiable computation to ensure participants actually trained on legitimate data frameworks to evaluate. Flower, FLWR, PySYFT, TensorFlow Federated, and NVIDIA Flare 4. Healthcare-specific deployments. Each handles security differently. Audit the implementation before trusting it. Here's my take on this. Federated learning solves the data locality problem, but creates 10 new ones. Gradients leak information, participants can poison models, and secure aggregation adds complexity. Don't federate until you've secured centralized ML first. Section, compliance automation. Making auditors happy without losing your mind. Security theater satisfies no one. You need automated compliance that produces auditor-ready evidence while actually protecting patients. Here's the architecture I recommend for healthcare AI compliance. ML pipeline compliance gates. Integrate policy checks at every pipeline stage. Training data ingestion should verify data use agreements, de-identification certification, and consent status. Model training should enforce differential privacy parameters and log all hyperparameters. Deployment should verify model signatures, access policies, and monitoring configuration. Code example shown in the article, Evidence Collection, Automate Evidence Generation for HIPAA Audits. Every model deployment should generate training data lineage documentation, privacy impact assessment artifacts, access control configuration exports, penetration test results, and security control attestations. Store these with the model version for retrieval during audits. Continuous compliance monitoring. Deploy runtime checks that alert on policy violations. Access pattern anomalies, configuration drift, certificate expiration, and privacy budget exhaustion should all trigger automated alerts and, where possible, automated remediation. Tools that help. Open Policy Agent for policy as code, Vault for secrets management, Anchor or Trivi for container scanning, and MLflow or DVC for pipeline lineage tracking. The goal, when OCR shows up asking how you protect PHI in your AI systems, you hand them an automatically generated compliance package. This isn't about making audits easier. It's about ensuring your security posture is actually continuous rather than audit cycle theatrical. Here's my take on this. If your compliance process is manual, it's already out of date. Automate evidence collection at every pipeline stage. When auditors knock, your system should answer, not your humans scrambling to document what happened 6 months ago. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Treat ML models trained on PHI as PHI-derived assets requiring equivalent protection until HHS provides definitive guidance. Takeaway 2. Map MITRE ATLAS techniques to HIPAA violation categories to create a healthcare-specific ML threat model. Takeaway 3. Implement differential privacy with Epsilon between 1 to 3 for healthcare applications, tracking cumulative privacy budget across model updates. Takeaway 4. Federated learning solves data locality, but introduces gradient leakage, model poisoning, and secure aggregation complexity. Master centralized ML security first. Takeaway 5. Automate compliance evidence generation at every pipeline stage to enable continuous rather than periodic security validation. That's the reality of securing AI in healthcare. It's not glamorous. It's differential privacy math, infrastructure segmentation, and compliance automation. But get it wrong, and you're looking at OCR enforcement actions, and, more importantly, patient data in places it should never be. The models we build inherit the responsibility we have to the patients whose data train them. That's not just a regulatory requirement, it's the job. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.